I've clicked on Rich Lenkoff, the capital member of Downey & Lenkoff and the co-host of our Legal Face-Off podcast. We host it at WGNRadio.com. It's everywhere. Rich is on the phone. Hi, Rich. How are you?
The only real king, the only person I'm going to support as king is John Williams.
You know, I was not far away from the No Kings rally on Saturday, and people were coming up to me going, "All right, John, you want to be king?" I said, "I don't think that's what the signs are all about." So, headlines everywhere, justices to weigh drug users' gun rights. If I'm a marijuana user, can I own a gun in Illinois, Rich? I can do that. There's nobody that's coming to take my gun away, right?
You can, until the Supreme Court decides on this case, right? So right now, it is both legal to carry a firearm. It's legal to conceal carry a firearm in Illinois, provided you have that card. And it's also concurrently legal to use marijuana. The collision comes in this case, which, as you mentioned, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed yesterday it will take up in the current term, expected to be argued sometime early next year, to decide the issue of whether the two are a conflict. In other words, the key thing is that marijuana use is banned federally. It is still a crime under a federal statute. So even though you have the right under Illinois law, in your example, to use marijuana, it is still a crime federally. Well, there is they're going to decide the case of whether the two conflict. There was an individual who was arrested for drug use. They basically found 60 grams of marijuana at his house. They found a pistol. And there is a law that says that, a lower court law that says that it is unconstitutional to ban someone who is using marijuana to also have a gun. That violates the Second Amendment. So the high court, the Supreme Court, is going to decide whether that is, in fact, unconstitutional.
This is a very Second Amendment-friendly administration, and the Republican Party has hitched its wagon to the NRA, or vice versa. But is the fundamental idea here that a marijuana user is an unsafe person? And there are laws federally and locally, I suppose, that say people deemed to be, you know, not safe to have a gun, don't have a gun. And being a marijuana user makes you unsafe. Is that the idea?
That is the idea behind the argument that you should not be able to use both. But what's really important from a legal perspective and how ultimately the court will decide, I don't want to get too much in the legal weeds, but there's a case called Bruen, very, very important case, B-R-U-E-N, decided a couple of years ago that basically said that the only constitutional restrictions on the Second Amendment are ones that are rooted in what they call historical analogs from back in the day, from the founding father days. So if you have a law that prohibits in any way the Second Amendment, then the courts will look at, under Bruen, whether there's a historical analog, whether there's a historical reason, a tradition for that restriction. In this case, I don't think that's going to work because, you know, there's really no historical tradition of disarming people solely for drug use. So that's where Bruen is going to conflict with what the federal, what the DOJ is asking in this case.
Wasn't the idea behind Bruen that a common use weapon back in the day was a musket? A common use weapon today would be, say, an AR-15. And therefore, even though we didn't have rapid fire or readily fired guns back in the day, it is a common use weapon today. That was the historic precedent, even though they didn't have them. Isn't that how Bruin sort of embraced the weapons we have now?
Yep, exactly. And it eliminated the traditional safety rationale. Traditionally, courts would look at whether it was safe for someone to, for example, possess a high-powered, you know, semi-automatic gun, whether that was safe versus the burden it imposes on the Second Amendment. You know, in your earlier question, you asked whether it's dangerous for people who are using marijuana to operate firearms. That's a safety question. That makes a lot of sense. Unfortunately, Bruen abandoned the safety rationale in favor of this historical justification.
I don't know how they're going to enforce something like this, Rich.
Well, sure. That's a different question, right? I mean, once if the court finds that it is, in fact, unconstitutional to restrict people who are using marijuana from using guns, the question then, of course, becomes how's enforcement? How are you going to enforce that? In this case, you know, they discovered the marijuana when they were searching this individual's home after they found a gun on him. So it would seem to impose more, you know, enforcement difficulties on the police. But, that's a secondary question for sure.
What is it, 20% of people use or have used marijuana before? So is it that I'm high when I use the gun, or if I've ever used marijuana, or if I have it on my person? I wonder how they define marijuana user.
Yeah, I think the concern is, you know, operating a firearm while under the influence of drugs. It, of course, begs the question, are you next going to ban people who use alcohol from possessing a gun, right? That's a natural question because, you know, I would think far more people are using alcohol and then using a gun than using marijuana, even though you're right, the statistic is about 20% of the American population have used marijuana. But what's next, right? Are you going to say that you can't have any alcohol in your house or have ever used alcohol if you're going to avail yourself of the Second Amendment?
Well, what if I've used a gun and I'm 0.05? I'm not legally intoxicated to operate a vehicle. I mean, are there restrictions about operating a firearm and alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, it is currently illegal. I think every state and the federal government bans the use of firearms while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. I mean, that's no question. If you are, you know, using a gun and you're also under the influence, if you're drunk or using drugs, that's illegal. But this takes it a step further and says that you cannot possess a firearm if you're also a regular marijuana user.
Okay, but define regular marijuana user then.
Right. I would think it's one time. You know, that's unclear, but I would think that they are seeking to ban the use of firearms for a one-time marijuana user, I suppose.
This is a funny fight to pick. Do you think this goes all the way back to Hunter Biden, or regardless, they would be fighting this fight?
Well, it's interesting. It's the exact same law that Hunter Biden was convicted of. I think that it does definitely relate to that. And you can't take the politics, you know, away from anything that happens with this DOJ. So I think that's a good point. Definitely.
I suppose the point of enforcement would be when you're buying your gun and you have to fill out that application. Are you a marijuana user? And if you answer yes, then they don't sell you the gun. If you answered no, they do. And if we find out you've used marijuana, now the Justice Department will rain hell on you. Is that the idea?
That's right. I mean, they did that with Hunter Biden, right? You would not expect them to do that with every regular citizen who's not named after a president. But that is exactly what they did with Hunter Biden.
Rich Lankoff is the host or co-host of Legal Faceoff. It's a podcast we host at WGNRadio.com. He's the capital member of Downey and Lankoff. Nice to talk to you today, Rich. Thank you.
I always appreciate being on, and always yes, King, only when it applies to the original King, John Williams.
Yes, okay. I think that was supposed to be a nice thing you said there. I'll leave it at that.